final home game for the Reds. It is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap, joined by Dan Austin, Damian Cabana, Andy Heaton, and we will, of course, get the view from the opposition a little bit later in the show. But Dan, just want to have a little chat about kind of the context of the season, and I think the way it's unfolded, if Liverpool do find themselves in one of those top four places, I think we can all say it's a pretty big achievement. But regardless of that, if they can manage to get these final two league games over the line and won, you can imagine them bouncing into next season with a bit of an energy and a drive that was missing at the start of this campaign.
Yeah, I've just been enjoying going to the match lately, rather than thinking about how many points Liverpool might need to finish fourth, or I've not even been watching like Newcastle and United, or really even keeping an eye out for the results. To be honest, I've just enjoyed the positivity in away ends and in Anfield that was missing beforehand. It wasn't like necessarily the place was really negative and people were shouting at them all the time, but things were often just a bit flat. And it felt like on the pitch and in the stands, there was not necessarily an awful lot to believe in. There wasn't a thing you could hang your hat on and say, okay, well, this is the thing that's going to get better. This is what we're going to enjoy about going to game again. And, you know, the social stuff and everything has been fine, because it always is. It's not that sort of reliant on what the results are or how good the team is. But then, you know, you'd be in a town or city somewhere else in the pub, and then it'd be all right, we've got to start walking the ground. And you think, oh, Christ, if you could just stay in the pub. And now it's back to, should we go now? Should we go early? Should we get in there? Just because it feels like Liverpool believe in themselves. And the results are great. But the fact that they look like they're enjoying playing football and enjoy being in each other's company is the most important thing to me, because then that translates to you as a supporter in an away end or on the cop or whatever else. You just feel good about being there. And if everyone's on the same page, then that's fine. So I want them to win the last two games for the points, obviously, but more importantly, just so the feel-good continues into the summer, and then wherever Liverpool end up, whatever European competition it is, everyone can feel like, right, a significant step forward was taken towards the end. We're there. There's a new way of playing. They'll have a plan, you know, about who they're going to bring in, how many, and that sort of thing. The pre-season's all sorted out now. So it gives you a summer to actually look forward to rather than to dread. And I think that's what the last few weeks have been about, and what the next couple of games are too.